Hello, my dears. Welcome back to Main Character Energy with Josephine Moon. Yet again, I feel like I say this every episode. I'm sure you don't recognize my voice because it has been quite some time. However, this is going to be somewhat of an unusual episode just because I will not be talking about pop culture in this episode. There is a lot to discuss, and I will be making a full episode talking about the Oscars, Sir William Smith being an absolute fool, the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial, the Kardashians, Pete, the Met. I have a lot to discuss with you guys, and that's going to be a long episode that I'm hopefully going to record next week. However, I just have a lot of things that I want to rant about. So this is just like a little girly chit chat, a little fireside chit chat, talking a bunch of nonsense. And you know, it just needs to be done because this day has been so beyond treacherous for me that I decided to podcast about literally just everything I'm annoyed about. And, you know, I would say let's get into some stories, but let's get into some mother effing rants, okay? And you know what? This episode might be rated R because I'm on one and I just feel like dropping some F-bombs and just am going to lose my mind. Maybe I'll just do like initials and stuff because, like, you know, this podcast is for the girly girls. So let me just start with why I'm like so irritated today. So if you know me and if you've ever been in my humble abode, my apartment is very clean. My money is very long. I'm sorry. My apartment is very clean. Like, one of my things about having a child, also happy belated Mother's Day to me and me alone, since no one wished me happy Mother's Day, not even my own family, when I did send them a full text message giving them four options of things to buy me and they, or give me, and they didn't do any of them. And we'll come back to what I was saying before. I just wanted to be known that I gave them some very reasonable options. $10 million cash, a $27 million pied-à-terre in the Upper East Side, a candlelit dinner where Beyonce sings to me and Ginger, private, no guests allowed. Like, I don't think I asked for a lot, but, you know, my family is ghetto, as I've told you guys, and they don't respect that I am a single working mother out here in the streets of New York. Anywho, so this past weekend, So also this is going to be all over the place. So just, you know, grab a little cocktail, maybe have a little tea if you're doing like a week cleanse like I am, because I've been a degenerate the past 3 weeks, literally nonstop. But let's get back to my original point. My apartment is very clean. Like, one thing about having my child is that I never want my apartment to smell like dog. You know, I never want it to be dirty because I hate when I go to people's houses, like, to each their own, I guess. I hate going to people's houses and it smells like their animal. Like, you walk in, it smells like cat, smells like dog, smells like fish, whatever the situation is. I think it's so disgusting. And I know some things can't, well, I don't know. I feel like they can be helped, but I know some things can't be helped, but there are ways about it. There's sprays, whatever. So I keep my apartment very clean. Like, I have disinfectant spray on lock, baby girl. I'm always cleaning the floor. I'm always sweeping. I don't leave her food out. Like, she eats it, then that's done, and I take it up. Like, no, that's not my vibe. I'm a clean girly only. However, if you guys recall last year, like, I had a little mouse problem. And if you know me, I am just like a very dainty little girl, and I can't be dealing with animals of the wild. Like, to me, that's barbaric. That I'm a Texas girly, which I certainly am not, but like, in this conversation, I'm a Texas girly because we don't have mice, we don't have rats, we have like lizards and roaches, and I most certainly would rather deal with that because, like, they leave you alone, you can scare them off and they don't come back. Roaches, you kill, call it a day. Mice, if you see one, you see two, there's an infestation. And you can't really do too much about it because you're in an apartment building. You know what I mean? This past, I would say, 2-3 weeks, I found a little mice. I found the first mice 2-3 weeks ago. And I was like, no, 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 no. I went to the local store. I got the traps. I put them down in front of the area that I believed that they were coming from. Caught the mice. I had a friend come over and take out the mice. I was like, yo, bro, what are you doing right now? Do you want to be a good friend or not? So I literally had him pop over. Don't know where he was or what he was doing. Don't really care. And I was like, can you please take out this mice? Like, I just can't deal with it. My super is not here. He's on vacation. Lucky for him. And if not, like, I can't sleep here. We were good. I put more traps down just in case in front of that area. And I was good for like 2-3 weeks. Bing, bong, bing, bong. So we get to last Friday, I believe. And I caught another mice, but this time I caught this mice in the local kitchen. And that's where my mice were coming from last year when the local exterminator came. And he like plugged in the little holes, hadn't had a problem in there for a long time. But these mice, I guess over the past year, have gotten these like superpowers, I believe, because they scratched through the hole that he had plugged up. And now they're just like coming in and out like it's a effing bed and breakfast in my home. Like, no. Ghetto, ridiculous. Ooh, Ginger just looked back at me. She said, bring the volume down, and I will. So I went and got some little traps. I placed it in front of the little hole. And in the past 48 hours, I have caught 3 mice coming out of that little hole. I called my super. I was like, yo, can you get an exterminator up in here ASAP? He's like, oh, I'll try. I'll have to call them tomorrow. I told him this today. I'll have to call them tomorrow and see what I can do. Yeah, well, I told you that 2 weeks ago when I found the first mice and you did not call the exterminator. You came up yourself and DIY'd my apartment, and that's why there's a whole infestation coming through. And he had the nerve, the absolute gall, this sweet little Greek man, I'm assuming, by the accent. He had the gall to be like, well, it's probably because you have a dog. I was like, oh no, honey. I keep this ship tight as can be, okay? This apartment is clean. Ginger is a well-kept city girl doll. Like, don't even come and blame it on this girl. So at the moment, I'm very perplexed. I'm very irate. And I'm devastated that I have to live in a world where, like, this is just okay. I get, like, some New Yorkers are used to this because, like, low-key they're peasants. But, like, I'm not. I'm really not. And it's just... it's irritating me. So at the moment, if an exterminator doesn't come within the next 48 hours, I will, and this can be on record, I will be burning this building down to the ground. Ginger and I will make a quick escape. I'll put all my bottles of wine in a little bag, get my shoes. Everything else can burn to the ground. And I will give no warnings. I don't care if there's people visiting, their grandparents come in town. I'm burning this bee to the ground. 100%. Anywho, you know, let's move on to something else a little less taxing. Let it be known, like, the next whatever amount of time that I'm going to be ranting. Let me think. Are there going to be any positive things I'm going to talk about? I don't know. It's just going to be me ranting about people, life, animals, being alive. So, you know, gear up, baby girls and boys. Gear up. What should I talk about? You know what's also been just very irritating to me? Let's just talk about Venmo culture. Because I think I'm going to have to start a protest, a hashtag talking about Venmo culture. Because I think people get a little too bold when it comes to Venmo. And I think in their drunken or even sober state, they're too bold. So I'm going to give you a few examples, and I will put a poll up on Instagram. And you're just going to tell me how you feel about the situation and if you're vibing with the same thing or not. So, first example or statement story. Do you find that when you go out with people and they're like, oh, I'll get you a drink. What drink would you like? It's on me. Do you in your mind believe that they're going to Venmo you for the drink that they said was on me? Or is that just like, or am I a crazy girly girl? Like, what? I've had this happen a few times. And I'm just like, if you don't want to buy me a drink, I was going to say it's mostly women, but no, it's mixture. I don't discriminate. Not today, at least. I find it very strange when people are like, oh, this drink is on me. On me means I'm buying it and you don't have to worry about it. If they say, oh, I'll get the drinks, you can just pay later. That obviously means just Venmo me at the end, send a photo, send me a whatever. Correct? Everyone's nodding their heads with me. Yes, correct. Even Ginger's nodding her head. But if you say... that, hey, I'm going to go to the bar. Their drink's on me. What do you want? Girly girl, I will be declining your Venmo request. And I will follow up with a voice memo to you telling you who you are. Like, I won't be standing for it any longer. Also, if I go to the bar and I get drinks, you're like, hey, can you grab me a drink? That doesn't mean that I'm paying for your drink. It means I can go to the bar and order you a drink and you can pay me for it. No. People are being a little too bold out here, okay? And yes, I know I'm a rich woman, but the rich don't stay rich by buying other people's stuff. That's a known fact, okay? Second point that I also find wildly irritating and annoying. I think I'm just gonna have to become a cash girly. I used to be a cash girly until like literally end of college. I only believed cash is king, cash is king. And then I was forced to get a card by my ridiculous family members because they said I need to get myself some credit, which is like, what are they good for if they're not going to let me use their credit? But that's another conversation and another rant. So I've like been on the regular card and credit card game since then. However, I'm gonna have to switch back to cash for the sole being of going out to dinners with people and splitting the bill. This recently, over the past like 2 months, has become, actually, you know what? One, two, three, 4 months has become very irritating to me. Because if you know me, I don't want to say I'm not much of an eater, because I feel like people don't really understand what I mean by that. But like, I'm not trying to go out and have like an 8-course meal. That's just like ridiculous to me. And also a waste, because like, who can eat that much? And if you can, like, good for you. But like, I don't want to do that. And I can't do that. Anywho, I hate going out to dinners with people. Let it be a group, let it be people you know, don't know, best friends, not best friends. And we go to a place and everyone orders food. But you know those people who just like, you know that they know that we're all gonna be splitting the bill. So they decide to order like 5 or 6 other items and don't even offer to be like, oh, why don't I pay and everyone can Venmo me for their half? Because what I ordered was $40 to $50 more than everyone else. That is so irritating to me, and I just won't be doing it anymore. If I go out and my meal is $30, but it's ending up being $70 because we're all splitting, absolutely not. I'm about to be a cash girly. Sometimes it's fine. You're going to a bottomless brunch, everyone's doing the same thing. Maybe you get an appetizer, fine. It's $3 extra. But if you're getting 2 extra sides, lobster on the side, and 3 drinks, and you're like, let's just split it. It's much easier. Yeah, for you, Becky, I'm sure it is. It's very annoying to me, and I was just planning to go out, have a little pasta, have a little glass of wine, maybe spend $40, maybe $50 if I'm feeling frisky. I'm not trying to spend $80 on a meal that wasn't that good, on food that you didn't even like and you didn't even finish. I'm finding it very annoying, and Venmo culture has got to cease. So I've decided to combat this plague that's taken over the world. I will be bringing cash with me everywhere. I'm gonna look like an absolute prostitute slash stripper because I'm gonna be bringing fives, tens, and ones so I can have exact change for my meal plus tax plus tip. I'm not trying to do this game where it's 4 days later and I'm getting a charge. Oh, can you pay the extra 60? No, Brenda. No. I'm a single working mother and I'm a rich single working mother, so I'm not going to pay for random stuff that I don't need to be paying for. In this economy, absolutely not. Last point. I just think that if you're going out with people, I just think that you should be considerate of the people around you. And if someone puts their card down, let's say we go out to a meal, I put my card down. I'll just pay. Everyone can Venmo me because I know everyone in the group. Everyone doesn't know each other and it's too annoying. If you don't Venmo, is it request or confirm? Confirm. If you don't Venmo confirm the person that's paying within, honestly, a considerate person would do 24 hours. But if you don't confirm the payment within 3 business days, you're a horrible human being and you shouldn't be allowed to be out in public, let alone eating or drinking amongst other human beings. Because it's just rude and it's disgusting. Whether you're the person charging or being charged, like it's just a crappy feeling to know that someone that you're friends with doesn't feel like paying you for the stuff that they willingly ordered. It's just a little rude. I get it if it's a gift and if, like, you know what, maybe you're tight on money that day, maybe you shouldn't be going out. Or you should at least text that person and be like, hey, I get paid on Friday. Is it okay if I pay you then? Instead of like ignoring all the messages in the group chat and like not responding. It's a little, dare I say, déclassé. You know? I just don't vibe with it. And in my new era, my God, I'm being so dramatic today. It catches 2 mice in 1 day and like she's on one. In this new era of my life where I'm just like not dealing with BS or just crappy situations that I don't need to be in, I just am no longer going to be a part of it. Mm-mm. I'm going to be a cash girly. I'm going to burn this building down to the ground. And I think that's my rant on that at the moment. But don't you worry, guys. You're like, oh my God, I'm listening to this podcast for like 12 minutes and that's all she has to say. No, I've got a whole list of other things I want to talk about. Let's start with just like friends in general. I feel like this podcast might get me in trouble, but I'm not going to say anyone's name, anyone in particular who I, to be fair, I don't ever say anyone's name in particular unless you've truly wronged me like on my birthday. But you know, we're going to move past that. You know, I'm speaking my truth, and if you're offended by it, then you're probably that person and I'll be waiting for my apology. Thank you. Anywho, I've just decided, and I don't think I should say I just decided because I've known this for the past like few years, but I will only be giving out the same energy to people that they give to me. And if they're offended by that, then they need to look inwards. Because I've got lots of friends. I'm just so popular. Ugh, boring. You know, at certain points in your life, you meet different types of people. They can be work friends. They can be like just random people that you've met, close, whatever the situation is. But you know, those people, everyone has this person in their life. And like every person that I've talked to has a friend just like this. And they're like, ugh, they're like nice to go out with or whatever, but like whatever. Anywho, I will only be giving out the same energy that a person gives to me. If the person that I'm friends with is just like, they want to chit chat all the time, they want to make plans to go out, and they want to be like actual friends, I'm going to give them that same energy back. If it's a friend, like let's just say we're in like a random group of friends or whatever, and I only see and talk to you in that random group, that's going to be the energy and you can't be offended by it because you're not doing anything to further the friendship. You know what I mean? Like, you don't text me. You don't ever want to hang out with me. You're closer to this person than this person. Why can I come over? Why can I lick your butthole on a Tuesday night? Like, get out of my effing snatch. Like, if you want to hang out, just send me a text. Hey, Miss Girl, what are you doing? Do you want to do this? I will let you know. And if I'm busy, I'll follow up with a counter date. Like, you need to calm down, sir. I'm just going to say Brian. I don't even know why that name was popping into my head. Sir Brian, you need to calm down. Like, it's enough. Other notes. People who, like, when you make plans with them and they're just like, oh, that sounds so great. I think I complained about this last time, but I just want to complain about it again because, like, it's relatable. people who you make plans with and they're just, like, so aloof and they're not very self-aware. Like, it's okay if you're busy and you can't come to something, but just, like, follow up. If you make a plan and that person is like on their way and you're like, oh my God, yeah, I'm on my way too. I'll be there in 30. I'm a little bit late. And then they never show up. And like, oh, sorry, I got sick. I got called into a meeting. Like, excuse me, I can see your location and I see you're at a bar downtown. Like, if you're going to lie, at least make sure you turn off your location sharing. Like, that's why I don't share my location with people, firstly. Because Lord knows I'm always running late and I'll be like, oh, I'm on my way. I haven't left yet. But thankfully, I'm usually 10 to 15 minutes away from anywhere I need to be. So it's not that bad. Anywho, just those type of people who just like can't be self-aware or just like a little bit more upfront. It's much easier to be like, hey, I can't make it. Can we do another time? Than like leaving someone or a group feeling burned by how irritating and annoying you are. You know what I mean? Very, very annoying. I think that's all I'm going to say on friendships now because I feel as though I'm going to get messages and comments on this. And like, what is the deal? If you're so whatever. Anywho, I was going to talk about work, but I'm not going to because I don't want to get myself in trouble. But let's just say I've had enough of people and their fake fraudulent behavior. And that's all I'm going to say. Anywho, let's talk about summer because it's hot girl summer. Some people are saying it's Short King Spring. And you know what? If you're partaking in Short King Spring and you're like a normal sized girl, I applaud you with everything in me because that just means you're saving the taller men for the people who need it. So if you have no quandary with Short King Spring, and by Short King Spring, I feel like something needs to be clarified about Short King Spring. Depending on your height is what Short King Spring is. If you're 5'5 and you're dating a guy who's 5'9, he's not a Short King Spring. You're a tiny girl and you don't eat a 6'2" man. Like, that's just, one, it's greedy, and two, it's disrespectful to mankind. But if you're a tall person, you're like 5'7", 5'8", 5'9", okay, so you can't be dating someone who's less than 6 foot, because you're generally, even wearing like a kitten heel, you're going to be the same height. And you want to feel dainty and small and frail next to a guy. At least most people do. There's those girls I hear, feminist, which we're all feminists, hopefully. And they don't care how tall they are, just like, as long as you're sweet and kind. They do need to be sweet and quiet. Oh my God. I'm having a stroke. Sweet and squined. They do need to be sweet and kind and rich, of course. But they also need to be at least 4 to 5 inches taller than me. And by 4 to 5, I mean 5 to 9. Like, if you're not hitting 6 foot, you're not hitting me. Ooh, that should be a song. Megan Thee Stallion should make that into a rap. That's just how I feel. But I feel like most of the girls that I know are like between 5'3 and 5'5, dating men who are like 6 feet tall. And it's just like, yo, what are you doing? What are you doing? But, you know, do what you gotta do, I guess. Lock down your man, but just know the rest of us low-key hate you. Unless he's like kind of a crappy guy and you're just like kind of saving us, then major props to you. Major props. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, sorry. Hot girl summer. It is certainly hot girl summer. I'm going to Hawaii with Miss Bethany Rose. Should I be saying her? No, you guys know Miss Bethany Rose Hicks. She was on like the second episode that I did for the podcast. First season, of course. We're going to Hawaii mid-June. And so like end of May to when I go, no one contact me. I will be in, as the kids call, as the Bounty Beatles call it, shredding season. Like, I will not be drinking, hopefully, except for some days. I won't be going out as much. You'll see me do my hot girl walk with Miss Ginger by the highway water. Like, I gotta get myself ready for Hawaii, because just everyone be prepared. You might need to avert your eyes, because I'm gonna be 100% naked the entire week and a half that I'm there. This most scantily clad swimsuits and outfits will be worn, because you know what? It's been 3 years and it's time. It's just time. Okay. And I know I said that last summer, but I truly mean it this summer. I will be out on these streets living my life with Miss Ginger. I don't want any comments. No comments at all. If so, you'll just be removed and blocked. That's my energy for this year. I mean, I feel like that's been my energy since the day I was born, removed and blocked, but that's certainly going to be my energy this year. So that's Hot Girl Summer. However, as I'm talking about Hot Girl Summer coming up, I do want to let everyone know that I will be entering my socialite season, because I just feel as though I am New York's next eligible socialite. And I just feel as though I need to be at like museums and like galas and just like art exhibit openings and, you know, being invited to the Met Gala and having Beyonce invite me up to the Hamptons to like party with her and Jay, even though Jay's just going to be holding our bags in the corner taking photos because he's not invited. You know, that's just like what I'm envisioning for myself. And I feel as though, bear with me, that's what you all are envisioning for me as well. So I want to live up to that, you know, that hype, that energy that you guys are just thrusting at me that I absolutely adore. Don't think I don't. But I'm just going to be entering that phase of my life. And if you see me and you say, bonjour, bonjour, Josephine, and I don't answer, it's because I've rebranded as a socialite and I have a new name and just like a new personality. So if I ignore you, it's, I hate to say it. I really hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. It's because you just like didn't make the rebrand. I'm sorry. You didn't make the cut. But I do have other things that I want to rant about other than me being the next big socialite. And I did kind of want to talk about it, but I'm kind of over it. And I need to take a shower. I need to take Miss Ginger on another hot girl walk because, as I said, I'm going to be fully naked in the next like 45 days. Oh, I was going to tell you guys about like last week when on Cinco de Mayo when I literally stayed out till 4. I probably had about 16 shots of tequila, not including the other drinks I was drinking, and then ended up at a club afterwards and somehow left. I Irish exited the club at like 3 something, somehow managed to get on the bus back home. I'm not even going to tell the rest of the story. I made it home. I was alive, but some things occurred on my way from the club on the bus to my home in the span of 30 minutes. That's truly embarrassing. I won't be talking about. You know, sometimes, this is why I said I got to rebrand as a socialite, because it's like, if I have too much tequila, and you guys know I'm a tequila girly, passion fruit margaritas are the drink of the summer, let that be known. I know everyone's obsessed with espresso martinis, even though I don't really understand why, it's kind of weird. Do you? But passion fruit margaritas are the drinks of, drinks? Yes, they are drinks. Of the season, the summer, the moment, the year. So, if you're hitting the town, you're hitting it hard, order it. Where was I going with this? Oh, I was just saying, if I'm drinking passion fruit margaritas, then like, I'm not in my socialite era and I'm fully Josephine, and just don't make eye contact with me. Honestly, it's best for both of us that we don't remember those moments. Oh, I also had one other rant about, just, do I want to talk about men? Not really, because it's kind of a mess, and a mess in a good way and a mess in a bad way, depending on, you know what, I'm not even going to finish that sentence. Just know that some of these men are just a little too, oh, that was my last rant. And it has literally nothing to do with the possible men in my life. Oh my God, Ginger's yelling. Ginger, yell for the people. Yell. No, she didn't want to. She's a little scared now. My last rant. And this one might be, I don't know if it's going to be the most controversial, but it might be the most surprising to people in my life and around the world, especially considering that I just said I was going to be naked all summer. This is my formal announcement that I no longer care for anyone's comments on my tits. I just have decided that I'm kind of over it, and I do appreciate everyone's love and adoration, men and women and non-binary and all in between, for my gorgeous, gorgeous boobs. Like, they're all natural, love it, you're jealous, you pay for them. But I'm no longer accepting any comments, whether good or bad. They're always good. I've never heard any bad comments. Oh, now Ginger's speaking. Speak, Ginger, speak. Speak. She agrees with me. I'm just no longer taking any more conversations about it. Like, random people grabbing it, whether it's friends or not. The comments, the constant conversations about them, men or women. I've had it. You can be my bestest friend in the whole wide world. You can be an acquaintance. You can be a stranger on the local subway trying to hit on me by complimenting my tits. No, I will no longer be accepting it. And I will be coming at you full force if you make comments, if you touch them, if you try to take random photos of them at the bar, at the park, sly or not. I will be coming at you full force, and you will be seeing a different side of Josephine, because I've made the warning. And if they haven't heeded my warning, I'll send them this podcast. I'll give them the timestamp on what to listen to, because I'm just over it. Like, their boobs, their tits, they're fabulous, I know, but it's honestly not that interesting. So that's my final warning. Hot Girl Summit has approached. Socialite season has approached. I will be starting the hashtag Stop Venmo Culture. And Ginger is whining because she agrees. Speak, Ginger, speak. Speak. And I will be burning my apartment building down. Oh, she's speaking. And I will be burning my apartment building down to the ground if I see another mouse. So this has been my daily rant. And I really, really hope and swear, and this could be a lie, but I hope it's not, I will be coming to you guys with a new full episode on the pop culture, what's been going on, the movie and TV recaps. I do need to talk about the season of Euphoria, even though it's like 2-3 months late. I do need to talk about The Batman with my husband, Robert Pattinson, and a few other things. Oh, I've got a lot to talk about, and a new episode will be coming. I put it on my calendar. I'm going to be recording next week. There will be a new episode next Thursday. But as you can see by how long this episode is, I needed to come and rant about a lot of things, because it's just been weighing really deeply on my heart, my absolutely gorgeous, stunning, big bosomed heart. And that's that on that. And I bid you guys adieu and goodbye, my dears.